Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Browne wants some help for OECS countries that lack the resources to comply with the demands for improvements to their processes and mechanisms for anti-money laundering and combating the financing of terrorism. He was addressing the 50th Caribbean Financial Action Task Force plenary and working group meetings in Antigua.
We have to understand that when these rules are made, they are literally done in such a way that they are done in the interests of the larger OECD countries, and they are one-size-fits-all rules that clearly do not apply to small states in the Caribbean. And I want to make it abundantly clear that we are not trying to dodge our commitment, our commitments. I have made it abundantly clear that in the case of Antigua and Barbuda, we have been complying and will continue to comply to ensure that we satisfy all of the requirements as appropriate or as set by the FATF and the Global Forum.
But he said it still has to be clearly stated that there are issues to be addressed.
Because, for example, when the OECD and its various institutions, when the FATF, the Global Forum, when they make certain statements, pejorative statements about the region, it hurts us. It precludes us from corresponding banking relations and would have created a knee-jerk reaction in many instances involving corresponding banks in Europe and the United States, in which they have de-risked a number of our institutions, a number of our banks. And let me make it abundantly clear, too, that many of those banks that have been literally de-risked, they were viable banks. They became inviable because they were cut off from corresponding banking services. So clearly, there are some inequities within the system that must be addressed to ensure that as we seek to ensure global participation, to ensure the participation of all, to deal with the ills of money laundering, drug trafficking and issues of tax evasion and tax avoidance, which now seems to be somewhat illegal. Clearly, we have to make sure that, you know, we work together to deal with these ills. But at the same time, we have to protect the vulnerable countries, especially small countries within the OECS sub-region.
Prime Minister Browne observed that with some of the OECS countries having populations of under 100,000 people, they sometimes lack the human and other resources to comply with the recommendations.
But because we do not wish to be blacklisted, we have to utilize resources that should be or ordinarily would have been programmed for other aspects of our development, for social and economic development, in order to put the necessary rules in place and the administrative arrangements to ensure compliance. And I'm of the view, too, that one of the areas that the CFATF needs to take up with the various stakeholders, to include the cooperating and supporting countries or nations, is that they must make monies available for us to make these changes. You see, in the Eastern Caribbean, we are very small countries with small economies. And whereas you have used terms such as tax havens to characterize us, it is not true. In the case of Antigua and Barbuda, we have $1.5 billion in offshore assets, just a handful of banks. But all of a sudden, we are one of the tax havens globally. How could that be? How could trillions of dollars be hidden in Antigua and Barbuda, causing OECD countries to lose $250 billion in revenue when we only have $1.5 billion in assets? And I ask the other question too. How could we even be considered a tax haven in the first instance when we only have $1.5 billion in assets? And we have been largely compliant. Of the 40 areas that you've identified, 32 of them, we have been considered to be, if not partially, fully compliant. And the other 8 areas, we have given you an undertaking to have them resolved by May of next year.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Did you know that Sagicor Travel Insurance allows you to receive emergency medical treatment if you become ill while overseas? Enjoy the benefit of complete protection from unforeseen risks worldwide. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.